Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy blustery Winnie the Pooh Thursday. Man Wheels, I was here this morning in the office with Rage, and it was like, you know, gloomy but fine. And I said, hey, I'm going to walk across the street real quick and get some cash out of the ATM. You think I need my coat? And I decided to wear it, thank God. I still had to change all my clothes. And the biggest monsoon I've ever been in hit.
We were in the office going, whoa. Dude,
you weren't outside when that happened, were you?
I was literally outside at an ATM.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It was. I was laughing. It was so stupid.
That was some of the biggest rain I have ever seen.
It was nuts.
It's like going into a car wash.
Yeah. So I walked into the bank. And the guy's like, you just taking shelter? I'm like, yes, 100%. And then so when you pull into our garage, I could have walked 20 feet further, maybe 20 yards, and went in the building, but I decided to just get in as fast as I could. So then I had to walk up the ramps.
Yeah.
My God, am I out of shape? Oh man!
Hey, how do you think every time you guys are like, "Let's take the stairs," and I'm right behind you, like,
"Okay, we can take the stairs." I know it's like the biggest cliche in the world, but I really have to get in shape this next year because I'm not in great shape now, but I look so much better than I deserve to.
I get you.
Given the way I've lived the last couple years, I should look awful. So I'm going to take that win, and I'm not looking to like do a bodybuilding contest. I'm not a douche, but like I mean, what kind of guy in my age would buy equipment and work out every friggin' day, take creatine nonstop? Sorry about that. No, I just have to. I just got to. You know, at 61, man, you're going to go one way or the other. And I want to go the other. So just wait till you see me on January 2nd.
Rock and roll, man.
You won't even recognize me.
Yeah, rock and roll. One of my next things, I have to get back to doing some more agility stuff. You know, like little lateral movement.
Well, especially after what just happened to you.
Oh, my God.
Did you tell Andrew that one?
I haven't told anybody but you guys because you're just, when I walked, I literally walked in here a few minutes after it happened.
So let me give a preview of this story.
Yeah.
I believe everything Wheeler says. He's one of the most full of integrity guys I've ever known. So when he says he's never had a yelling fight with his wife, I believe it. I'm amazed by it, but I believe it. But when we were having lunch today, which he brought in, it was like having dinner when my dad would get angry. Like, I couldn't even eat because he was so upset by the Google alerts.
Oh, my God. It won't stop.
The least problematic thing.
Oh, it was so annoying.
A human has faced.
Literally every 5 seconds, it's popping up on my screen, and then I can't turn it off because we're not allowed to change that because it's a company laptop, so they have to change it, and nobody's going to do that.
So would you agree that you are sort of inverse, that you get the most upset by the smallest stuff?
Yes, the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. My dad was like that, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, get this.
Because I know it's not that important, so there's not much to think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Get what happened to him after that, Andrew.
All right. So we got to record a bunch of stuff, you know, in advance of the holidays and things along those lines. I'm having trouble with the website that we upload the audio to. It's giving me problems. It's kicking me out. It's not telling me why. Nothing's changed. It's the same way I used it a couple days ago. No passwords changed. No nothing. And I was getting frustrated. And by frustrated, I mean starting to swear and punch the desk. So I get up, like, I'm going to stomp out because I need to go find some help. Somebody's got to help me. And as I'm turning to get up and stomp out, I trip over a garbage can, fall forward onto kind of a desk area with a couple chairs, slam into one of those chairs. It knocks a picture. The picture slides down back, shatters the glass.
In the sports office.
In the sports office. And now I got to clean it up.
Do you know which pick it was?
It was a Camo X one. It was like a Camo X baseball thing. It wasn't like a Jack Buck
Bob
picture
Gibson
or anything.
Or
yeah, it wasn't anything like that.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it wasn't any one of those. But and the picture's fine. Just frame is shattered.
Yeah.
And I guess that's part of the problem when you're tripping and falling on things. I tend to create a little mini earthquake.
But it made you laugh.
It did. It snapped me out of my anger.
Yeah.
Then I thought, I gotta clean that up now. Dang. But it calmed me down for a minute because it distracted me.
Yeah.
And then I realized, see, your anger didn't help you, dummy. If you had been calm, you wouldn't have tripped over that garbage can. You wouldn't have fallen forward. You wouldn't have knocked that numb thing down.
I've been having a weird day, too. I told you guys, when I sat down to eat lunch, I made my plate. And before I even took a bite, I just spilled it all over the floor. And the very first thing that happened
that was
this
tough.
Morning was,
that was tough to watch.
I literally, I don't know about you, I think probably most humans wake up in a bit of a glaze, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never had a partner who is just like, up and at them. You thank God. So probably, you know, that wouldn't end well. But this morning, the first thing I did when I got up is I put my hoodie on, and I put it on backwards, and I pulled the hood up over my face. And I'm like, this is going to be a weird day.
Dave's like, something's off.
I'm blind.
Here.
So
I can't put my finger on it, but this doesn't feel right.
Big Blonde Dan, thanking us for the music yesterday, said it took him back to high school. You must be around Rach and Andrew's age, Dan, because I picked that for the guys.
Yeah, it's so funny when
the homage.
It's so funny when the stream people say that because they're not supposed to be able to hear the music, and we keep having this recurring problem where we can't. They keep changing things on us.
I hate that they
so
can't.
So we can't figure out how to make
no,
it like that.
Yesterday was my mistake.
Make it again.
No, because then we get a bunch of warnings like, you're not allowed to play this music. We're going to sue you or whatever. And I'm like, don't do that.
I don't think they can sue, but I do think they can get the channel taken down, and then we just wouldn't be able to stream to YouTube anymore, and it'd be a big pain in the butt.
Music is a big part of the show.
But it's a shame because, yeah, I wish they could. Now they just see me dancing to nothing.
Building off of Wheeler's anger, can I bring up a sore topic? We really didn't flesh it out. And I just feel like there's more there. And maybe I'm just being an S disturber. But when Wheeler said, I don't know why I'm laughing. When Wheeler said that if a porch pirate pirated his dog off his porch, that he would take him down and he would hurt him. And Andrew was like, you can't do that. Like, I don't think you would, but even if you did, you'd go to jail. You can't do it. Like,
yeah. I think there's more to talk about here, too. And I think it's an interesting question to ask, which is, would you go to jail for your pet? I think that's an interesting question. I was thinking about that, like, on my drive home last night.
Like, if Gigi pulled a bank job, would you take the, you know?
Yeah, if Gigi pulled a heist.
I'm not taking any rap for him, but.
And she dropped a dime on me. and I took would I take the rap? And I think, I mean, my answer is no. My answer is I am perhaps too much a realist, but I have a beautiful, wonderful, very sweet 10-year-old cat who I love very, very much. 10 years old is important. She's on the back half of what you would call her expected lifespan. I have to be realistic about that. Obviously, it's not true. She's going to live forever, but that's what the doctors say, back half. And I'm not going to, I'm not giving up any of my life for that. I'm not going to prison because, you know, I want to beat up somebody who, you know, stole my cat or whatever. Not going to happen.
First of all, I'll take my chances with any jury if I beat someone up for trying to steal my dog.
Yeah, they will convict you.
No, they will not, because every one of them is going to think I do the same thing.
If you, like, it's called the John Wick clause.
Yeah, if you, like, kill somebody.
I'm not going to kill somebody.
Or, like, permanently maim them because maybe they took your dog, they will send you to jail.
I'll take my chances, and I'll get up on the stand, and I will testify.
Yeah, and you will confess.
And I will have experts that will come up there and will defend it and say that dead people see their animals as part of their family. You're taking a family member from that person.
He'll be one of those criminals that's like, hold on now, before I enter my plea, let me tell you why I did this. Let me explain why I beat him with an inch.
Look it on the stream.
Before I say not guilty.
Brian saying you can't watch someone hurt an animal. You can't. If I saw somebody torturing an animal and I went and beat him up, I'm not going to get in trouble. And if you're stealing my dog, I'll take my chances. I trust people that are going to be on juries. I don't think anybody's convicting me if I chase a guy down who stole my dog and I beat his ass.
I will acknowledge, I'm in the minority here. The vast majority of people are going to go, yeah, I'm going to go beat everybody who touched my dog.
Right.
Man, you doing that in that Charlie Brown shirt just really did something to me.
And they're wrong.
No, that's right.
His camera, like, isn't loading.
The stream isn't loading in here. I'm working on it. I'm actively working on it as we speak.
It's a bummer because that shirt's awesome.
We'll get the shirt on.
Yeah.
I got that.
Rach, where do you fall?
I mean, I would probably take my chances. Now, I wouldn't, I don't necessarily feel the same way as Wheels as far as, like, I would need to exact revenge. But if it was like, yeah, you're going to have to do something to save your cat, I would do whatever I needed to do in that case.
To be clear, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say if somebody takes Gigi, I'm like, on your way. Have fun.
She's got me on that one.
She's the best. You're going to love her. That's not the way that I feel about it. But I'm also not like, Kevin was going taken mode. Kevin was like, I will find you
and I will kill you. The question was,
No, you're not.
No, the question was, if you saw that happening, what would you do? And I said, I would chase them down and beat the crap out of them. And that's exactly what I would do if I saw that happening in real time. I don't think there's anything crazy about that.
Also,
I think
he's moving the goalposts a little bit because yesterday we were talking about what if somebody took your dog, and today he's talking about what if somebody was torturing your dog.
No, I did not move that. That was Brian who brought that up. And if it was any, and to me, subjecting my dog to essentially being kidnapped is a version of torturing him. I don't know what your intentions are. Why are you stealing my dog?
That is a moving of the goalposts.
No, I'm not moving anything. I don't, honestly, I don't care what your reason is. If you take my dog, I will find a way to catch you.
No, not giving me the taco I ordered the drive-thru is a form of torture.
No, it's Andrew. It's not even the same thing.
I'm so glad I brought it up again.
Don't start doing the clown thing now.
Excuse me?
Your dog is just like a taco being wrong in a restaurant. It's not the same thing.
Excuse me? Kicking pictures because you're so mad?
I did not kick the picture. I fell into it.
I will say, it is pretty rich when Andrew, who is the king of hyperbole, is like, he's using hyperbole. It's like, you are the ultimate, like, exaggerator.
Yeah, that's how I know when I see it. I can identify it better than anyone else.
Yeah, again, I don't care. I will deal with what I have to. If I see you stealing my dog, if I catch you, I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to take my dog back, and if I get charged, I get charged, and I'll take my chances with the jury.
All right.
That would be the ultimate time to gorilla run.
Yeah, but he has, like, aren't you, like, in his mouth?
And by the way, if the person attempting that were to put my dog down, I would stop, get my dog, and turn around and go home.
I want everyone to picture what I'm picturing right now, which is everything exactly the same about the OJ chase, but instead of a white Bronco, it's Kevin Gorilla running down the Los Angeles highway as a bunch of cop cars follow him at 10 miles an hour.
Would you freak out if someone was charging you in a Gorilla Run?
Oh my God, yes.
You'd be like, what's happening?
And I would so much rather you Gorilla Run me than an old lady.
You see Kevin Gorilla running, you're like, well, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Except my arms don't reach.
You see the old lady gorilla running, and you're like, oh.
Like, in the real world, if I tried to gorilla run, I'm probably just going to fall.
I think you could do it.
I don't think so. I don't think my hands can touch the ground.
Have you seen those, like, girls who, like, pretend to be horses? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really do that.
Like, not to out girls for it, but it is mostly girls that you see doing it.
Well, sure. Let's just call it out.
Yeah, see, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest.
I think if I did that, I'm face planting.
There's a reason why horse girl is a stereotype. I've never heard of a horse boy. I'm sure they exist. They're just not as common as the horse girl. TW says, you would be charged with assault, Kevin.
That's
sorry.
Fine. Again, charge me. I will take my chances with the jury.
You know what I think is messed up? If someone does kill your animal, you don't, from what I understand, they just give you like the price you paid for the pet. So if you paid $25 to adopt your cat, it's
really
like, here's $25.
Me too. When I was in law school, I'm like, well, really?
That is wild.
See, that's why I don't understand where, because I thought it was a like jailable crime. To, like Kevin was talking about, like, torture animals.
I'm sure it is.
Kill animals. I thought that was a jailable crime. But then when it falls under, like, you know, well, pets are property and you must compensate for property or whatever, I was like, well, it always felt to me like the law was flowy on that.
Luke says Andrew needs to be a moderator for a presidential debate because he'd rage bait them so hard.
I would pay to see that.
So, Donald, I guess you're just going to move the polls on this one.
So you're saying it's like a taco?
I don't think I am.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. Continuing with the theme of Kevin Wheeler.
Uh-oh.
I actually witnessed him cooking. What'd you have yesterday? A breakfast sandwich?
Yeah.
I watched it happen, and it was fascinating.
Yeah.
It really was. Like, I have to tip my hat. It's kind of crazy. But I mean, like, I'm sure I got this wrong, but like, okay, Canadian bacon, that's going to be 28 seconds.
Yeah, it's just regular bacon. Yeah.
English muffin's going to be this. Like, I watched him do it, yep. And it was It was kind of beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful, and it tastes better.
Now you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like watching someone, it's like watching a real chef handle the,
I'm the Chef Ramsay of microwave food.
Yeah.
The man cares immensely about his quality, and he's very particular. However, where I bump into it is that I firmly believe there is no way that it could be any different than if he just heated everything
up
all at once.
I can explain how it is if you'd like.
That is the lowest quality microwave that has ever existed in the country of America.
Yeah, which is why it takes more effort to do that.
And I just think if you slop it all in or you slop it one at a time, it's sloppy either way.
It's not true because here's the problem. That if you do it all together, which is like you just wrap it in a paper towel, which is what the instruction says, put it in there for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, supposed to be good. The problem is that overdoes the cheese. It dries out the bread part. The bacon doesn't get crispy enough, and the egg is lukewarm. So if you do it separately, every piece is as it should be, and then you put it together.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know how the cheese, when it overly melts, it ends up coming out the sides, and you get more of it on the paper towel left on the sandwich?
Do I ever.
That's what I avoid. Hmm. I never have that problem. It's where it's supposed to be. It's an art form. I'll teach you, Andrew.
It is an art. I mean, it's definitely an art form.
I will be your sensei.
I can't deny that.
Bacon on, egg off.
I have to admit, I'd love hearing these guys go at it.
It's definitely a little Three Stooges-ish, isn't it?
It's a routine. Taking it on tour.
I wish. We're just dopes.
Go to sleep saying Merry Christmas to everyone on the stream. Yeah, today's my last day on the stream, so.
Oh. We're not streaming tomorrow.
Yeah, no streaming tomorrow because we're live at Hardee's, Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Hopefully everyone can get a chance to come by. Bring your kids, little life lesson, like what's all this about? And well, we're trying to help people. Some people don't have food, X, Y, Z.
You guys can watch the stream in person.
Yeah, what's even better than the stream? When I did Rennie's podcast the other day, one of the guys there, he just kept freaking out. He said, "It's so weird to see your voice come out of your head." And he just wouldn't let it go. And it's just like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know.
That is weird, though. Like, when I've met,
Roxy, where else would your voice come out?
I think just seeing me animated was weird.
Oh, now voice comes from there.
Now I'm picturing you as, when you did that, Dave, now I'm picturing you as claymation.
Yes.
Because the way you moved your arms.
That's how I felt. Welcome back, DGS 134. So I planned on just discussing a little bit about Trump's speech last night, and I don't want this show to become political, primarily political. I don't want to alienate all the listeners who love Trump, but here's the thing. You can't do a talk show in 2025, especially one that's 4 hours, which is really rare, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that, but that's really rare. 4 hours live, 5 days a week, without talking about the news. And let's all face it, whether you love Trump or you hate Trump, he's the news. He's the top, 9 out of the top 10 things every day. And I was thinking about that if my views on Trump outweigh the entertainment you otherwise get, because my views on Trump are just one small facet of who I am. I have views on Uncrustables, I have views on all kinds of things. But if that's the way it is, if you're so the other way and you don't want to listen anymore, I get it. I don't like it, but fair enough. I get it. I think Trump has fooled people the way that the stripper fooled me in 1990. I think that those of you who love him thinks he cares about you the way guys at a strip club thinks the stripper cares about them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't going to talk about it other than just, hey, did you guys see the speech? And then this just popped up. Have you guys seen this yet? The board votes that the Kennedy Center will immediately be renamed the Trump Kennedy Center. I saw this. I was, I swear to God, I saw this coming back when he first said, I'm going to take this thing over. But I thought, that's pretty far. The Trump, you know, Kennedy Center. But no, Caroline Leavitt announced it just a few minutes ago.
I guess if they want it.
Well, no, this is the thing. So he was asked about it, and he said it's an honor because those people on the board are some of the most prestigious people in the country, except that he appointed every one of them.
Every one of them.
So it's not like...
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. I mean...
He fired the whole board.
This is also why, in my opinion, I don't care who it is. We shouldn't be naming things for anyone while they're still alive.
Yeah.
Certainly not while they're in the Oval Office.
That would include fair. Any living president, too. Let's name things after you posthumously. If you pass away, then we'll start naming things for you.
Or maybe...
Because otherwise you get into all this nonsense. You get into people trying to get things done or appoint the right people. It's like, just stop it.
I mean, they could also just give him something else. Why does he have to encroach on the Kennedy Center?
Yeah,
that's a great point. It already had a name.
Well, yeah, it already had a name. It had a name that stood for decades. Why not a new center?
Let's be fair, though, that if the Kennedys had happened in modern times, I don't think anything's named for him.
What do you mean?
Like, I think there was a lot of romance there and a lot of fairy tale nonsense Camelot, there that if it was 2025 would not have existed.
Probably.
So, I mean, I don't feel, to me, it's not about the name Kennedy or whether that's on a tradition. Hey, they had their problems, man. I mean, he was sneaking people into the White House to cheat on his wife.
No,
I mean,
get that.
Let's not, I'm not going to paint him.
It's not that the Kennedys are so precious.
Exactly. It's just the concept of like, I see that, I got to name that after me. And see that, I got to name that after me too. Like, where's the humility?
You know the ballroom is going to be the Trump ballroom.
Of course. And well, at least in that case, he built it.
Well, where's the humility? This is the one thing we can't be surprised about.
No. It's not, it's not surprising. It's just the bigger point.
I mean, he was everything has to be named after me in like 1984. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like to say nothing about.
So what did you guys think of the speech? Did you watch it? I mean, it wasn't very long.
I watched it. I didn't understand why he was yelling at us the whole time. He's like, things have never been better. I'm like, okay, I don't know why I'm getting screamed at right now. I mean, it's weird because you compare him to Biden. And when you compare him to Biden, it's like, wow, he's quite spry. He's quite with it. If you compare him to a 50-year-old, it's a different situation. So there's just like a lot of different measuring sticks you could go by. Main thing I took away was he was yelling at the American people. I guess we're like not grateful enough for how much he's done for us is kind of the whole vibe I was getting. It was a little bizarre and I was kind of feeling tense during that entire address.
Well, he does have a pretty low approval rating, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I just hate that we don't have facts.
When you're just making stuff up.
Yeah.
And you're saying things like, we're bringing prices down 800%. It's not possible. And I know there are a lot of people out there that aren't good at math, and I'm not good at math, but that's pretty obvious. That means they're giving you money to take it. Like, I mean, why would you make, if you knock something down 100%, that's literally the most you can knock it down because then it's free.
I'm telling you, man.
But it sounds better to say we're knocking off 500%.
I'm sure it's not at the top of my Trump list. And I know it's very recent, but the plaques are currently just the most offensive, dumbest thing that he's done. Putting those plaques underneath the portraits of the presidents, writing most of it himself, which, by the way, dude, use ChatGPT. You sound like a sixth grader. And okay, I'm just going to say this. I don't think MAGA people are dumb. I know too many of them in my personal lives who are not dumb. But I'm going to tell you this, and I stand by it. When he gives a speech, like what he did last night, he is giving a speech for the dumb. The words he uses, the ideas he uses, the syntax, the grammar, the logic, the thoughts, that staccato Gatling gun delivery, to me, that's a speech aimed at someone gullible. He even said, smart people don't like me. And again, don't misquote me. I don't think you're stupid if you support Trump, but he does the way he gives speeches to you.
Yeah, the people that aren't dumb, I think you've explained it well, Dave. There's something else. They realize the ridiculous stuff. And it just doesn't matter because of the other policies that they do like. Whatever that is, taxes, whatever. I mean, I know, same thing with people I know. And honestly, same with people I knew that were a little too hardcore standing behind Joe Biden. Joe's fine. Like, is he? You sure about that? He's like, we don't have to just roll with it because he says it. And we should. I know it's a weird thing of me. I think you agree. I think everybody in this room agrees. But shouldn't you hold the people that you think represent you the most, hold them more accountable than anyone else?
Yes, I do believe that.
Like, as an example, if a friend of mine is doing something terrible, they will not be my friend. That's over because I won't associate with certain things. Right? So if I found out that somebody I knew had hung out on Epstein Island, that's not my friend anymore. We're not talking. We're not, we don't have anything anymore. It's over. Cause I have to hold that standard. Cause I think that we should all hold standards for ourselves along those lines. Anybody that is about you, represents you, associated with you, you should hold them to a higher standard than people that are not associated with you.
I think a lot of people agree, Wheels. I think the issue is the things that we find unacceptable, a lot of people don't find unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it really comes down to. I don't think there are really that many people out there who are like, I feel so conflicted, but I'm just going to still side with Trump because love those tax policies. Like, I think for the majority, I just think they're fine with what's happening. I mean, that's the most simple answer, is they don't have a problem with it. In many cases, they celebrate it. So I don't know what I could personally say to change any of those people's minds or get them to feel the same way about something as I do. It's just the kind of thing where it's like, all right, this presidency has just revealed a lot to me as far as the way people can think very differently in this country.
Very true. It's very true.
Well, Brian is saying, if you don't believe gas prices and inflation are lower, aren't you brainwashed as well? I'm paraphrasing Brian. I didn't read the whole thing word for word. But so gas prices are down, but food prices are up. Inflation is still inflating. It's just inflating at a slower rate. But if we're talking about the cost of living, expenses for day-to-day people, that's not gone down. And we were promised on the campaign that I would fix it day one. Day one, we're going to make America affordable. Well, it's not more affordable. So, like, and using gas, like, gas is down, what, 10 cents a gallon in the last couple weeks? Something like that, right? So for the average person, let's say you have two tanks of gas a week. What are you saving, 25, 30 bucks? I'm spending more than that on a handful of grocery items in terms of the increases over the last 5 years. And it's not all the president's fault, by the way. All of these things are affected by multiple factors, which was true when Obama was president.
Every president.
And true when Trump was president the first time, true for Biden, true for Trump now. So the problem that we have with too many people, and I think Biden was guilty of this too, was you want to take credit for the good and pretend the bad's not your fault. That's the game that gets played. I don't play that game for anybody. I don't care who's playing the game. It's nonsense. If you own the good, you own the bad. And if you don't own the bad, then you shouldn't pretend you own the good.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DGS 150. Happy Thursday. Okay. I was in the zone last night, and I thought of a new segment for our show. A little short segments like this.
Okay.
It's called Apropos of Nothing. Mm-hmm. And I cleared my mind last night, and I tried to think of the very first nonsensical question I could. And I got one. I think it's going to be great for you three. You ready?
Yes.
Apropos of nothing. Could Anakin have been saved?
No. No, it's very explicitly told in many different ways across many different medias, the best of which is the Episode 3 novelization, which just got a very beautiful
release. I love how you're just leaning into this.
Just in time for Christmas. It's the best Star Wars book ever written. One of my absolute favorite books. Greatest movie novelization of all time, certainly. And like I said, the new edition is absolutely, it's stunning. You simply must pick it up. It makes it very, very clear. Anakin was groomed by not just, the Emperor, as we know, but also by the Jedi Council. He was being used by everyone around him, pulled in many different directions. Even more so than his darling Padme herself. And you can only be moved in such a way so much before you just crack. And by the time that he went into that lava, he had cracked. And it would be a long time before he would be able to be actually redeemed.
That may be the best answer you've ever given to anything.
As he was by his son.
Wheels?
As things went, as Andrew described, no. There was no saving him at the end. He could have been saved if the council followed their own instincts at the very beginning when Obi-Wan was trying to bring him in for training and they said he's not ready. And we have our worries, we have concerns, and Yoda was even saying there's something dark about him, there's something that worries me about him. I'm paraphrasing because Yoda talks funny. So I think at that point they could have probably fixed him or kept it from going the way that it did. But once they took the course they did, I agree with everything Andrew said.
Yeah.
I'd love it if Rach had a raging oppositional opinion on this.
By the way, the Jedi 7777 agrees with us.
Well, and Kevin makes a good point. I guess if you're asking the question of like, could he have? Then I guess it's like, well, yes, but many things in that story would need to have played out differently.
The main one being, I think, the Jedi Council not being weird
They biffed it.
And ignoring their own concerns.
They biffed it big
time. I mean, if they hadn't ignored their own concerns that they had about, you know, the power that they felt in the kid, then you could have done better to protect him and keep him from being around Palpatine and, you know, even being in that situation. So,
and putting him on the council, but not granting him the rank.
Yeah,
master.
See, you're just asking for trouble, man. Asking for trouble, Dave.
I always thought it was asking for trouble.
But you've been saying that for years. They're asking for trouble.
How often do I say that?
This might be the best Wheeler Andrew team up ever.
Yeah. I feel like you guys have healed.
I just reread the excellent novelization, as I mentioned, of episode 3.
Yes, you did mention that.
So this has been on my mind a bit.
I don't think I know anything as well as you guys know Star Wars.
I had to give up a lot of important things in my brain to make room for that. I can't do math. I can't think about much of anything.
Amen.
I'm not very smart. I don't have any social skills. But I do know a lot about Anakin Skywalker.
Now, yes, you do. If we want to follow the full arc, though, he was saved at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he did save Luke from the Emperor. Spoiler. From a movie that's 40 years ago.
I don't know. I don't know chemistry. I don't know the table of elements. I can barely spell anymore. But I do know Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's funny. That's funny.
That was great. That was nerd specialty right there.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun segment. I like that.
It was like the most erudite analysis, too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So great.
Dave, I'm glad you asked. I've been thinking a lot.
Yeah, it's like you were expecting it.
Dave was like, in my studies.
I'm just sitting here because I have 30 seconds till I do a live. And it's like, what am I going to do in 30 seconds that's, you know, can't bring up a new topic?
Yeah.
I need more 30-second topics. That's what I need.
Ask another Star Wars question.
Yeah, you can say more stuff about Darth Vader.
You might get a little longer than 30 seconds, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.